Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, Five Tribe. Today's episode is called How to Add Some More Whimsy to Your Life. And if you're like me, you could probably use a little more whimsy, or at least know what whimsy means. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How you doing today, Kat?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am new to whimsy. I have heard this term about 5 minutes ago, and I am jumping in with both feet because life got serious a long time ago, but especially right now in the times we're in. Oh my goodness. It's just everything feels heavy.
Yeah. I feel like I'm so happy that whimsy is taking off. For anyone that's on Instagram regularly, I feel like more and more people have been talking about this, adding whimsy, adding fun, adding joy. And I just want to say, finally, everybody agrees with me. Like, I'm into the whimsy. I'm into the weird stuff. I was wearing rainbow pants long before, you know, fancy brands like Aviator Nation said it was cool. And I can't tell you how many people have teased me about it over the years, have given me a hard time. And now everybody's like, oh yeah, it's a good little dopamine hit to like wear something silly or fun or put a bright piece of art in your house. I'm like, I kept telling y'all. So here we are.
I like it. So for the new people in the conversation of whimsy, how would you characterize, like, what is whimsy? Is it something we get on Amazon? Is it like a brand? Is it a photo brand? Is it a clothing brand? What is this whimsy? Am I saying it right? Whimsy, not whimsish?
Okay. I feel like a whimsy, another good word for it would just be like delight. It's kind of like at the end of each of our episodes, we talk about glimmers. It's just a little bit of sparkle. And it's one way to make ordinary life feel more fun. It's not about being a kid or childish, though I think we could all use a little bit of that. It's about just having something because it's just fun. For no reason at all. I think we get so practical, we get so bogged down with our adult responsibilities that like every now and then you just like want to add a giant painting of a hot pink giraffe to your house. You know what I mean? It's just fun, you know?
No? For those of you that have several paintings of pink giraffes, you are well ahead of this curve. Yeah, no, I get it. I think so if I'm to interpret it the right way, you're saying that whimsy is just kind of letting that inner spark, that inner joy kind of come to the surface and start doing things that delight yourself. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. And I think so many of us, you know, we're drawn to things or we're drawn to things that are like funny or cute or silly, but you know, our practical adult selves kick in and we're like, oh, we could never like wear that out, or I don't want that purse, or I need to come across as like professional. And I don't know. I think that the world has been very heavy in 2026 when we're recording this. And I just think we could all use just a little bit more weird and lightness in our lives. If the world's going to be heavy, and if parenting's going to be hard, and if, you know, things are going to be so expensive. Like, you might as well have something that makes you smile when you wake up and you grab, like, your weird coffee mug, you know?
I like that. I like my weird coffee mug. I think you were really good at introducing this into my life. You encouraged me to, you know, wear brighter colors and things like that. And I can honestly say, as I, the more I do it, the more I enjoy doing it. I mean, I'm wearing a gray top for this video, but that is just my comfy clothes today, I felt like wearing. And I feel like when we kind of allow ourselves to indulge that childhood aspect of ourselves, of our being, we just feel lighter. And that's a really, really nice thing to feel. I know last year you encouraged me to get was it a pink shirt? I'm colorblind. So I'm like, am I right on that? That was the pink one. And
I've gotten you pink shirts. I've gotten you like turquoise blue, like sets to wear. I've been like, try this on. This will look nice on you.
But it's just fun to have like some nice brighter colors when you're not used to, you know, like a lot of things these days are like white and black and gray. And like, there's been like a subtle muting of everything over the last couple of decades. And so when you start wearing some colors, you start just enjoying the small things. I'm really getting into that lately.
Yeah, I think that it's good for us to find some natural forms of dopamine that isn't scrolling on your phone. And, you know, it can be something as like, you know, lighting the expensive candle that you have that you're like, oh, I can't light this one because this one was $30, or, you know, taking out your wedding china on a random Tuesday just because. Like, I think we lose whimsy as adults and things fade and we care about, you know, practicality and usefulness. But I think that when you add whimsy, you're just like, you know, this day is hard at work, but like, at least my shoes are awesome.
I like that. At least I got the Croc giblets that are from Star Wars.
I as soon as I got my kids the Croc giblets, I got Andrew a pair and me a pair. I was like, I would like to put giblets in my Crocs. Like, I don't
really
know. I know, but it's like, for so long, a lot of people have thought I was kind of an odd duck because of it. Because I'm just like, whatever. I love these giblets. Like, I want to trade giblets. And like I said, I'm really glad other people are coming around to see the joys of just the silly things.
I love it. Okay. So I'm feeling a little more versed in the whimsy. So let's talk about why we lose whimsy as adults. Like, I think the term that comes to my mind, and I'm sorry for everybody that's going to be triggered by this one sentence, but you need to grow up seems to be like that term of awfulness that I think we're all told at one point or another by somebody. Then suddenly like everything becomes practical. Right? Like we start going, is like you were just saying that with the cups and everything. Like, is this useful? What's the purpose of this? It feels very utilitarian as life kind of moves on. Is I'm not going to get the colorful thing, or I'm not going to get the other thing that is kind of has no use because everything needs to be functional.
Yeah.
What else happens?
I think that people just get overloaded. They get, you know, autopilot takes over. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just sort of a factor of the busyness of life. But I also feel like people are afraid of looking silly, especially people who have really serious jobs or in like corporate jobs, like up for a promotion. They don't want the attention to be on like a silly tie or earrings or something like that, or, you know, something fuzzy around their car steering wheel. I don't know. I'm just thinking of random things. You know, they don't want to look immature or strange in front of their peers.
Yeah, that's the fear of like not fitting in, right? Especially in certain environments. I think when we're afraid of looking silly, and we've talked about this in so many shows, we're just really looking at it and going like, what is everybody else going to think? And that's kind of what happens. Like that same person that told you, you need to grow up, you need to act your age or whatever that, you know, single sentence is that conditions us. We stop asking ourselves, what do I really want? What's going to make me feel good? What's going to light me up? And the more you can do that on a daily basis with just little things, the better you're going to feel. Like getting in tune with that inner child is such a fun part of life to do. One of the things that when I was trying to get in tune with it, and it's so silly, like I like literally would jump into the puddles and like just try to make the biggest splash. And it was such a silly thing, but it felt so satisfying to like say, I don't care if my shoes get wet. I don't care if I make a mess. I'm really sorry if I got stuff on your dress that day. But, you know, like all these things, it's just fun to play. And we've lost our ability to allow ourselves to play. Not even the ability to play. We're looking at it going like, oh, we can't do that. We've, you know, we got to go do taxes and wash dishes and stuff like that. I don't know what adults do. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, I was in the car with our son the other day and I took a wrong turn, which is very on brand for me. And we ended up at the park, like on a dead end. I made a turn too early. And he was like, do you want to go in the swings? And I had, you know, our daughter at home. And I was like, my instant like mom thought was like, no, we got to get back because like she's waiting on us kind of thing. And then I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's go in the swings because he's 12. How many times is he going to ask his mom to go on the swings with him? Like maybe that was the last time. I don't know. But it's been so long since we've gone to the park together. I used to take the twins there all the time when they were littler, you know, and swing with them. And that's whimsy. That's just being like, you know what? Like, who cares if it's another 15 minutes for us to just swing together and be silly? Like, honestly, I feel like emotional saying it because these are the things that kind of they make life worth living. They make all the hard parts worth it. And so often we deny ourselves the pleasure of them.
Yeah. And I think that's why whimsy actually matters. It makes life meaningful, gives us a break from the mundane so that we can appreciate the little moments in life that we really have. And that helps us connect to the present moment, which we're all really not living in. Most of us, like you're saying, driving back, you're thinking you got to get somewhere. You're in the future, you're in the past. We very rarely put ourselves in that present moment. And when we can do that, we have this reconnection with who we truly are. And like our personality starts to come out and we are able to shed so many predispositions. And it just is it's so fun. It just, you drop the stress, it softens the hard days. There's all these positive things that come from it. It really is amazing that like the act of going on a swing for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever, or splashing in a puddle, or, you know, getting the fluffy steering wheel cover can just delight you so much. It's like we're really not that complex creatures. We just need more fun.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think maybe if people are resistant to having these little moments of joy, or they kind of count themselves out of it because in many people's minds, like maybe the fun, the joy, the silliness is the opposite of responsibility. But a good reframe is that having the joy and having the whimsy is what makes the responsible parts of our lives like survivable. You know, because we do have these moments of joy in between.
I like that a lot. It starts, we start to take that automation that is our lives of get up, go to work, eat food and shower and all those things. And we start to put that little notion of play here and there. And it breaks up that habit that I'm thinking from a neurology type of standpoint, but like it really does give you new neural pathways of going like, oh, things can be different. And when you start doing things differently, you start to think differently. And when you start to think differently, you start to feel differently. And that's all like what whimsy can do. And just from these small acts, it's not, none of these things we're really talking about are costing us anything except for a bit of time and maybe a fluffy steering wheel cover. But there's, you know, there's
going
just
to Amazon right when we hang up.
Yeah. That tracks. So I guess the thing is like, what's something tiny that you could do that could make you weirdly happy today? You know, what is the thing that comes to mind that, and that thing that you go, no, I couldn't do that. I'm like, that's the thing you need to do. That's the fun thing. Your soul's crying for it.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people listening maybe have something that they've been wanting to buy, but like, they're like, I can't do that. Like, it's too practical. I'm not trying to give people permission to spend tons of money during crazy economic times, but like, I kind of think of it like a grown man, like really wanting to buy this action figure he had as a kid, or maybe a woman who sees like really impractical heels that she'll probably only wear once a year, but just like wanting the joy of seeing them in her closet. And these are the kind of things we talk ourselves out of because like, they're not practical and like, they're not necessary. And they're not needed. And that's literally the whole point of whimsy, is like, it's not necessary, but it makes you happy. And that's nice.
Yeah. So what do you think we can do to, I love that as a way to add more whimsy to everyday life. What are some other things that we can do that don't involve buying, you know, $300 pair of shoes?
You know, I never said they were $300.
I know, but the ones I'm thinking of are. So you never said it. I thought it. It's totally different.
What gave you that idea? No, I'm just kidding. You know, a couple examples, couple fun things. Quick example from my life. Just got a new phone case. It's ridiculous. It looks like a 12-year-old would buy it. It is full of glitter and sparkles. Actually, I know a 12-year-old wouldn't buy it because like, I know our daughter would be like, wow, mom, that's very extra. You know, like, why is your phone case just full of rhinestones and glitter? But just because it's fun and because I can. I have grown up money and I can do what I want with it. But yeah, use the nice soap, use the nice candle. You know, drink from your favorite cup, you know, put your Diet Coke in a wine glass just to feel fancy and put your pinkies up. You know, take a walk, you know, eat lunch, not at your desk, as a picnic outside because the weather's nice. And just make up a weird thing to celebrate. Like, it doesn't have to be your birthday or anniversary. It can just be like, it's Wacky Wednesday, whatever. Just realizing that you are the creator of your life. And if you want to do something fun and silly, then do it. You're grown up. You're allowed. If you need permission, here it is.
Are you feeling stuck in your life right now? Kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path. And we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own. And that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started.
Go for it.
I like that. I like that. I like the idea of like doing some, just like creating some tiny rituals that just make you feel good. Like, I don't know, like Sunday pancakes or, you know, what we have, like movie nights and stuff like that. What I really like for us, and we don't do it all the time, but we make fancy coffee. And we have the syrup and like the frother and everything. And usually during the week, we just, you know, you're just kind of going through
just
it.
Just like white knuckling it with
just mainlining the caffeine into our system. With this, though, it's like, you know, we take time and we have our fancy drinks that we do, which is like sparkling water and balsamic vinegars, flavored balsamic vinegars. And these are just these little things that, like, when one of us suggests it to the other, our faces just light up. So I'm encouraging you, listener, to just like come up with those little things, even if it's like, oh, I get to have the cookie from Chick-fil-A or something like that. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Those cookies are so good.
They really are. They really are amazing.
You know, people probably have more whimsy in their lives than they realize. Like, when you said movie night, one thing we've always done on movie night with the kids is we put M&Ms on the popcorn. That's been like movie night standard from the beginning of the movie night tradition, which we've had for years. And so that's very whimsical, like throwing some M&Ms in your popcorn. Like, we don't have movie night without it. That's what we do. So I bet people have more whimsy than they realize, just about leaning into that part of you more.
Yeah. This is something that I'm trying to do more, and it's make more room for wonder. And I used to, you know, give myself that time and space to just ponder things and think, not for any goal or outcome, but, you know, like, you know, that feeling you had as a kid when you looked out at the night sky and you're like, wow, that's like, what is out there? And so just, you know, giving yourself that wonder to kind of look at things from a new vantage point, sit in a new chair, move your chairs around. Like, when you can start kind of breaking up your, I want to say the mundane, but like the automation of your life, you start to see things differently. And it does such wonders for you. It really does. I'm using wonder over and over again in different ways now. So this is nice and confusing. But, you know, like, just when was the last time you wandered through a store with no intention to buying something? Like, you just walked into a bookstore because you wanted to see what the books were, or you know, I was going to say walk down a movie aisle, but nobody's done that in 20 years. So, you know, but like, just there's so many places you can make room for wonder. And I really think that is a big part. Like, we kind of, you know, grow up to learn worse, as Matthew McConaughey says in that it's called wonder, actually, on the sleep app thing on Calm, right? But it's like, we train it out of ourselves. And it's so much better when you just imagine.
Yeah. Now that you're saying that, I'm reminded, like, my dad's actually really good at wonder. He's really into like flowers and nature and things like that. And he's constantly sending the kids pictures of like a turtle he saw, or like, he's like, we'll catch a moth just to look at it for a little while and go, you know, I always thought it was just kind of cute. But now I'm realizing, like, wow, he's actually taking a break from life and he's legitimately looking at nature and the world and just having this wonder and this whimsy. And I can see maybe why he likes it now that we're talking about it. That's what just came to mind.
Oh, I like that. So let's talk about what's going to get in the way, because if you've listened this far in the episode, your ego's probably still going, we don't have time for that. And this is silly. And people think I'm weird. I'm too old for this. And I think we just need to reframe it like that tiny thing isn't going to change your whole life, but it can change how you feel inside for the rest of your life. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a new spark in you right now that just goes, yeah, why not? Why don't we go a different way home? Why don't we, you know, mix our Slurpees up with different flavors? You guys don't, are you guys big on Slurpees in the States? It's like so massive in Winnipeg. We're the Slurpee capital of the world. So I really want a Slurpee now. But like just
Slurpee, fuzzy covers for the car.
Yes.
And apparently $300 shoes. Those are all things we're buying when
it's been established in this conversation that that's a thing. I don't know who did it, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't me. You know, sometimes the smallest joys are just the ones that remind you that you're still in there. And that little you just wants to have fun. So you should let it have fun.
I love that. Remember, it's the little things that matter so much more than the big things. You know, social media will have you thinking that you got to have a big holiday or vacation or the perfect birthday or the perfect Instagrammable moment. But it's really the little moments in the day. It's, you know, seeing something funny or a cute card and bringing it to your friend because it made you think of them and adding so much joy to their day. It's adding these little moments of delight will help you in your life and help your mental health so much more than the big things. And fortunately, a lot of these little joys are, you know, completely free and easy to do on any given day.
I love that. So just give yourself permission to be a little more whimsical this week. You'll feel better for doing it.
I love that. Well, we've spent the whole time talking about whimsy, so I don't know if we need to do the glimmers, but I'm very happy because you're coming here tomorrow, and that's very glimmery.
I am very, very happy to come to you tomorrow, getting a few extra days, and it's really nice. I am really excited for what I'm about to go do. My glimmer is that I've been deathly allergic, anaphylactically allergic to fish since I was 12 years old. And as you came with me last week, we did a food challenge and I've actually healed, recovered, grown out of it, whatever term you want to use. I'm using healed from it. And I'm going to go fishing with my son for the first time right away and my dad, which is just an amazing thing. And we're going to go where I used to go fishing with my dad and my grandpa. So it's a nice...
That's
rite of passage
sweet.
Right now. It's so amazing. I never thought I'd get to do this in my life. And you've heard me say for years, like, I don't even care if I can eat fish. I just want to go fishing with my son and my dad. And I'm getting
That's
to do
so
that.
Sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Try to get a picture of the three of you doing it.
I will do my best.
Okay.
No promises, but I'll try. I really should. I've been telling myself to get the picture, but I'm kind of bad at that. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.